This special podcast on account of World Mosquito Day is brought to you by Malaria No More India, an affiliate of global non-profit Malaria No More that envisions a world where no one dies of a mosquito bite. This episode is a part of a podcast series produced by Malaria No More India.
Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Kaushik Sarkar. I'm the interim country director of an international nonprofit, Malaria No More. Malaria No More envisions a world where no one dies from a mosquito bite. Over the last 15 years, since our inception at the White House event in 2006, Malaria No More has been mobilizing political commitment, funding, and innovation to end malaria within our generation. Today is a special day, the World Mosquito Day. On this day, Sir Ronald Ross discovered in 1897 that female mosquitoes transmit malaria between humans. In commemoration of this groundbreaking discovery, today, Malaria No More India is launching a podcast series on the priority topics that would determine India's success during the malaria endgame. Today, I have a very special guest with me, Mr. Atul Kumar. Atul is a very close colleague of mine and has been working at Malaria No More as the India program head. Atul will enlighten us on some of the strategic priorities of India's malaria program and take us through some of the solutions from his experience in the field of malaria. So Atul, would you please introduce yourself for our audience first?
Yeah, thanks Kaushik. So thank you for inviting me in the inaugural session of our podcast series. Hi everyone, I'm Atul Kumar. I'm currently leading Malaria No More's program in India. I am a population science specialist. I am with Malaria No More since 2018. Before I joined Malaria No More, I was working with the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program. Also, I had worked with some of the civil society organizations wherein I was managing and monitoring the intensified malaria programming in various states of the country.
Thanks, Atul. So many thanks for the brief intro. As you are aware, I think malaria has a very long history in India. In fact, several attempts were made in the past to eliminate the disease. You must be aware of the 1960s efforts, and we couldn't eliminate malaria at that time. But surprisingly, in the past few years, India has made a tremendous progress against malaria. The number of cases has gone down, I think, by more than 80% in the country in the past 5 years. So my first question to you is, what, in your opinion, has worked behind this tremendous success?
Yeah, Kaushik, I would say that the first thing that any country needs to fight against a disease like malaria is political will. You must be aware that Indian Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji was among the 18 global leaders who pledged to end malaria in India by 2030. I mean, that was in 2015 East Asia Summit. This is an ambitious target. And he himself repeatedly encouraged the frontline health workers, the ASHAs, for the relentless effort and ground to fight malaria through his Mann Ki Baat. The type of leadership from the highest level motivates the entire ecosystem, all actors and stakeholders who are fighting against malaria. Programmatically, I must congratulate the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The program has launched a robust national strategic plan in 2017 for the 5 years. It was in sync with global technical strategies as well. India has distributed more than 90 million insecticidal nets, long-lasting insecticidal nets, which is, the meshes are treated with insecticide. And this was distributed to protect the communities at high risk. In addition, several initiatives have been undertaken regionally and various states to strengthen the surveillance. All these factors have played a critical role in enabling India to achieve this feat.
True, very true, Atul, and this is truly exciting. Atul, you talked about the five-year plan that ends in 2022, right? And you also said, about the plan that was laid out in 2017. Now, this was the time when we did not have COVID. And this COVID-19 pandemic has changed almost everything in the since the last year. Our lives have changed. So do, you know, the overall programming approaches and all. So do you think that India need to prioritize, you know, reprioritize its strategies for malaria elimination at this situation?
Kaushik, this is a great question. In fact, I had been pondering upon some of the priorities over the last few weeks that I think should be discussed with India's policymakers and stakeholders. See, the core strategy for malaria elimination remains the same. These are simple strategies, but I mean, of course, they are difficult to execute. What India really needs is an execution-focused, innovative thinking to make these strategies successful. I'll give you an example. India has a robust multi-pronged malaria surveillance strategy that combines passive surveillance, active surveillance, case-based surveillance, and even mass screening in certain areas. In spite of the last year, we witnessed that malaria surveillance had gone down by more than 30%. This is happening because of obvious reasons. People fear fever. They think they might be detected with COVID if tested. Transport to health facilities was difficult, especially during the lockdown. Even many feared that if they go to a doctor or a health worker, they might get infected with COVID. Now, in this environment, India must revisit the surveillance strategies for the next 5 years.
So this completely makes sense to me, Atul. You are suggesting, you know, we need to brainstorm on these type of strategies. And in fact, I was going through a recent report, I think from the Global Fund, where they said that in many countries, both in Asia and Africa, where malaria is there, surveillance has been affected. It has been impacted a lot during the COVID-19 pandemic. And exactly the reasons that you told today, these were the reasons that were reflected there. So you are suggesting brainstorming, you know, keeping all these execution part in mind. So could you please suggest some areas, I think the broad areas which you think India should take as priority?
Broadly, I think there are five key areas where the country can focus. Firstly, I would say, you know, the true burden, the identification of the true burden and distribution of malaria, especially in the private sector, and also the hidden asymptomatic cases, which we also know as afebrile cases, wherein the patients do not come up with the symptoms. The primary symptom of malaria, that's malaria. So we really need to identify the hidden burden. Secondly, I would say, we need to emphasize on the technology-based innovations in drugs, maybe in diagnostics, and also in reporting, such as real-time reporting of cases. Thirdly, I would say strengthening malaria notification. You're aware malaria is already notifiable in majority of the states, but its enforcement requires a strengthening. India needs a robust reporting platform and policy, especially for the private sector. Next, I'll go for intersectoral collaboration. You have seen the success of India's Poshan Mission, how it revamped India's nutrition program. We need similar commitment for various different departments, industries, and others for malaria elimination. Lastly, that's very essential to prioritize the most vulnerable population. We are very aware of the diverse nature of the population we have, the tribals, the pregnant women, under five children, migrants, and slum dwellers. We really need to take care, you know, we really need to design a strategy wherein we can focus all these groups. We need a tailored strategies for that.
So all of these are really interesting, Atul. I mean, especially you talked about Poshan Mission, which is a flagship program of the government. And you are right. I mean, interministerial collaboration, intersectoral collaboration, it has worked tremendously in Poshan Mission, and India has demonstrated its capacity there. And in fact, This also links how the vulnerable population can be targeted. It has also demonstrated that part very well. And I think there was a position paper a few years back I read where it said that, you know, malaria, malnutrition coincide a lot in India. And in fact, asymptomatic malaria that you said, it is a contributor. But you really talked about true burden. And I really, you know, I'm curious about this particular term. So are you saying that India has more malaria cases than what we plan to eliminate?
Yes, I would say, see, there are various estimates. In fact, the World Health Organization has estimated India's malaria incidence, which is more than what it is reported. The primary reason behind that is the private sector do not report malaria. So as I mentioned, we need a robust policy and a reporting platform to integrate malaria reporting from the private sector as well. Malaria cases, which are often asymptomatic ones. So if we only rely on testing fever patients, we'll miss these infections. That's very important that if we, you know, we should integrate with the private health sector.
Yeah, I mean, you really talked about these two points and it really struck me. This is, I think, very similar to COVID then. I mean, yes, malaria is asymptomatic. A lot of adult patients, even in children, they are asymptomatic. And in COVID also, we see very, very much non-specific symptoms. Even last year, we have seen this also seen. So these are inapparent cases, right?
Yes, of course. And, you know, this is the time when we actually learn from India's COVID surveillance strategy. In fact, if you see, you know, the pandemic, I mean, this was altogether a new for everything. But the way the health system responded on this COVID, that's really hats off. In fact, you know, we should also, because, you know, the PCR test, the sensitive test, which is the PCR, is also available for malaria. I think this is the time when we start using the sensitive tests like PCR. It can be done in a targeted approach as well. We should also go for the real-time surveillance and reporting. In fact, if we really want to end malaria by 2030, we have to plan for a war room approach as similar as we have done for COVID.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, all these are extremely useful. In fact, I think India has done a tremendous job in terms of scaling PCR in the recent times. I think in a very short period of time, the country has developed a great infrastructure in terms of PCR. And this is, of course, I mean, PCR, everyone knows PCR is a gold standard in terms of diagnosis. It has its own limitation in terms of scaling, but nevertheless, I mean, it is always better than microscopy or rapid diagnostics tests, which often miss, I think, the submicroscopic or other cases. So that's a really interesting point, Andy. Your point, I really appreciate your insight on that. And today, from you, I'm noting down two key points. I think one, you have talked about private sector. So we have to strengthen private sector reporting part. And more importantly, you talked about technologies. So we must use better technologies for malaria testing and surveillance. So Atul, our time is coming to a close today. And thanks so much for your time. And I hope India adopts these points in the next strategic plan. See you soon. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back again next week with another exciting episode on India's malaria elimination. Till then, stay tuned, stay safe, keep your masks on, and also protect yourself from mosquito bite. Bite ko mat lo light. Thank you.
This special podcast was brought to you by Malaria No More India, an affiliate of global non-profit Malaria No More that envisions a world where no one dies of a mosquito bite. If you are part of any development journey and wish to engage with us, please email us at contact@thegoodsite.com or WhatsApp on 963-101-4408.